You need something new. Your brain wants to feel different things. Your body wants to follow wherever your mind wants to go. Breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. Let your mind become moldable. All of your perceived conceptions, beliefs, ideas, let those relax. Focus on the words I'm saying as you breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. Surrender your stubbornness. Take a moment to try something else, something outside of yourself, because surely you do not know it all. Your mind does not obtain all of the possible thoughts, all of the possible ideas in the entire world. Not to offend you, but your mind simply isn't big enough to hold all of it. So it's important to sometimes listen to others, to hear what they have to say. If you are smart, you know that you can absorb what other people say. Let it enter into your mind and use that to better yourself and your future. So relax in this moment, knowing that you don't know everything, and that's okay. And in this moment, accept that perhaps you might learn something. So you're going to pay attention, you're going to focus, you're going to listen and relax. You're going to find the deeper you relax, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you naturally sink. Everything feels nice right now, doesn't it? You're starting to relax. You're letting go of all of that control and stubbornness. But take another moment to really center your mind. To be so determined and almost stubborn that you are going to go into trance. And not just trance, but a deep state of trance where you can accept what I say as complete reality. You experience your own reality all day, every day. Take a break. See things differently. Be that kind of smart that knows to reach out to new ideas. As you breathe in and out slowly and deeply, mulling over these thoughts. See, the fun thing is, my thoughts are becoming my words, and my words are becoming your thoughts as they enter into your head. So my thoughts are becoming your thoughts in this moment. And you can think about that. And in a strange way, I know you're thinking about it. And as I know you're thinking about it, it becomes my thoughts. So just let our thoughts meet and almost have a conversation in a way. Relax and sink. Let your half of the conversation go quiet. Just mirroring the words that I say into your mind, accepting what I say as reality. It's pretty easy to do. You just agree, and that's it. You are so relaxed and so calm right now, and in fact, you're becoming more relaxed with every breath you take. But really, it doesn't matter how relaxed you are. You just simply need to agree. And I'd appreciate it if you were to agree and say yes. These words are my thoughts. So if I were to say, the sky is red, that could be your thought. That could be your belief. The sky is red. You can change your mind by just being agreeable right now. Again, I know sometimes you're probably a little stubborn. We all are at times, but right now, to achieve what you want to achieve, you're breaking through that barrier. Breathing in and out. Now, when I said the sky is red, if you found yourself thinking, no, it's not. It is blue. I want you to examine why you wanted to argue with me. Because what if I told you something that was going to lead you to more pleasure? Would you sit here in your mind and say, no, I'm not going to follow? Because essentially what you're saying is, I don't want to achieve pleasure. You could ponder that right now, but I rather you just focus on agreeing. Just for the sake of agreeing. So if I say the sky is red, you repeat, the sky is red. You don't need to say it out loud. But you can if you want. But you can hear it echoing in your mind. The sky is red. The sky is red. What I say, you think. Because we are stepping outside of your own mental capabilities. And I want you to focus on just this moment. No past and no future, just the present moment. So if I say the sky is orange, the sky is now orange. It doesn't matter what it was, the sky is now orange. And you agree. 2 + 2 = 5. This is a fact. This is a belief you are currently holding within your head. You can hold anything in your head as a belief. It doesn't mean it has to be true beyond that. But at the same time, why would you spend your mental energy fact-checking anything right now? You are just in acceptance mode. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? Just accepting. Just agreeing. So that you can feel more pleasure. 2 + 2 = 5. Wow, what an interesting fact. And your brain just accepts. So, with that all said, I want you to accept my following words. Your mind is so easily controlled by your own beliefs and your thoughts. Those are the core pieces of your mind. Your thoughts and how you process and analyze things, and your beliefs, which are the axioms for how you think. And my words are going to mold them. You are possessed by the pleasure of your nipples. You need to play with your nipples until you orgasm. Your mind and your beliefs are interlocked with this inner desire. You need to play with them and touch them until you orgasm. You will not wake up from trance until you bring yourself to orgasm by playing with your nipples. You crave that pleasure so much. You want to touch them and tease your body until you are tensing and squirming. And you're going to orgasm so incredibly hard because you are mindlessly hypnotized. You need to touch. And you will touch in just a moment. And upon orgasming, you will wake up completely from trance. And your mind will be just as it was, returned to normal. All things will be put back in their place. The only thing that will be different is the pleasure you feel and your experience from going into a hypnotic trance will add to your ability in the future to go even deeper. Very good. Now, this recording is going to end and you are going to go make yourself come by playing with your nipples. Go and make yourself orgasm now.